It's great that we can start the week together, and we can do so in God's Word. If you have your Bible handy there, open with me to the New Testament book of Romans, and put your finger in chapter 1, Romans chapter 1. Should your hands be on the steering wheel of your car at present, then get a hold of a Bible after you park, and read in Romans 1 a little later. When I'm in the car, I love to listen to Bible teaching, preaching, and oftentimes I would like to write down what the person is saying, and I think, wouldn't it be great if this car would drive itself so I could just sit here and take notes as I read the Bible? That's how the airplane has an advantage over the car. All I can do is cram myself in that little seat high in the sky and sit. And my pilot friends tell me that's all they're doing too. The plane flies itself, they say. Anyway, I was talking to a kind of tech car friend. That's not a real job title. I'm just calling him that. And he informed me that driverless cars have arrived. I believe the technical name is an unmanned ground vehicle that can sense its environment without a person's input. I think they use radar, laser lights, GPS, and apparently they will be able to analyze sensory data to keep us moving along safely. Now, I understand none of this, but I'm happy to get in one of these if it means that I can quote-unquote drive while I take notes in my Bible. Maybe someday I'll let someone else be the test driver for a driverless car first. Now, if you were with us last week, then you know that we began our study in the book of Romans by learning who the writer of the letter is. His name is Paul, and he self-discloses the following about himself up front. First, Paul is a bond servant of Christ Jesus. Second, Paul is called as an apostle. And third, Paul is set apart for the gospel of God. Where do we find that? It's right in verse 1. So let me read again Romans chapter 1 and verse 1. Paul, a bondservant of Christ Jesus, called as an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God. All that was said about this is on the podcast available from the WEZ website. All you have to do to get previous episodes of God Is will be to go to www.590amtheword.com and click podcast. And that way you can get caught up on your own time. So that was whom the letter to the Romans is written from. It's from Paul. But today through Wednesday, I want to tell you about who the letter was written to. And for this, I want to drop down to verse 6, Romans chapter 1 and verse 6. As you find it, I'll tell you that Paul uses verses 2 through 5 to talk to the Roman Christians about God the Father, God the Son, Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit. What he writes there is important, but we're running through Romans at a decent pace, not walking, so I'm not going to go into the detail of those verses now. When we come to verse 6, Paul says this, "Among whom you also are the called of Jesus Christ." And he continues in verse 7, "To all who are beloved of God in Rome, called as saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." This is Romans verses 6 through 7. Now, this tells us three things about the people receiving this letter. We learned three things about Paul last week, and this week we learned three things about the Roman believers. It's 3 and 3. First, they are the called of Jesus Christ. Second, they are the beloved of God. And third, they are saints. They are the called of Jesus Christ. They are the beloved of God. They are saints. And let's take each one of these in the order that Paul presents them. What does it mean to be the called of Jesus Christ? I invite you to use the creativity of your mind, if you would, and imagine the person Jesus Christ. None of us knows what Jesus Christ looked like, but in our minds we likely have an image of him. And now imagine that he's telling a large group of people about himself, as he did in the Gospels, and Jesus is calling out to them and inviting all of those people to follow him, to put their hope and trust in him. He calls as the people listen. Now, let's say that out of the big crowd, most people turn and walk away. They heard the call, but they didn't answer it. They rejected Jesus. They thought to themselves, "No, I'll put my hope in myself." Or, "I really like what that other teacher was saying about her ideas of hope for my life, and I'm not going to trust this Jesus, so I'm out of here." But now over here, we notice another small group of people. They're definitely the minority, but they really love Jesus, and they decide to embrace him and his message. They know deep down inside that he's telling them the truth. they trust him, and they each decide to put their hope in Christ. As Jesus moves out of our imagination now, this small group of believers moves on with him. All right, the called of Jesus Christ are the second group. The called of Jesus Christ are the ones who heard his message, they got the call, and believed in, put their hope in him, and trusted him. The larger group, the ones that walked away in unbelief and now seek to trust themselves and find hope elsewhere, are not the called of Jesus Christ. And so, if you're listening to me right now and you are like that second small group who have heard Jesus Christ, and you have responded by following him, by believing in him, by trusting him, and by putting your full faith and hope in him, then do you know who you are? You are also the called of Jesus Christ. You are Christian. You belong to Christ. You are one of his people. In order to be the called, you must believe in Jesus Christ. You must accept his calling, his invitation to you. You must take action. And as always, I urge you to take action on Jesus today. Do not delay. Believe in him for the forgiveness of your sins. Put your faith and trust in Christ. And come along and join me and so many of the listeners to God Is. And let's bow before Jesus today in worship of him. In Matthew chapter 22 and verse 14, Jesus said, "For many are called, but few are chosen." I pray sincerely, you are among the chosen. Now, before we leave this word called, I want you to notice something important about it. Paul was also called. Do you remember? Back in verse 1, he writes, "Paul called an apostle." And of course, Paul is also called because Paul belongs to Jesus Christ. Paul is one of his people. Paul follows Christ. Paul believes in Christ. Paul trusts Christ. And Paul puts his full faith and hope in Christ. And then the word called appears again in verse 7. We'll come to this in the third description Paul gives to the Roman Christians, but I want to draw your attention to it now. He says in verse 7, "called saints." Each of these times, the word called is the same word in the original Greek language. It is not a general calling, but rather a specific calling. The theological term for this calling is an effectual call. Effectual call. And that simply means, like in our example before, when Jesus calls out to the large crowd to believe in him, he gives a general call. But to those who then believe in him, they have received a specific call, and it has had an effect on them. That calling is effectual. That call leads them to salvation from sin. Let me give you another example. The Apostle Peter also had an effectual call, and he writes about it in his first letter. He's writing this letter to the early Christians in a broad area that he describes as Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. In 1 Peter 2 and verse 9, Peter writes to them, "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." Did you hear it? He says him, meaning Jesus, who has called you. And notice what they have been called to, out of darkness and into the marvelous light of Jesus. Absolutely. These are Christ's people. They have followed Jesus out of the darkness of sin and into his marvelous light. And right now, Jesus is calling you. Are you barely surviving life in the darkness? Weary? Tired? Are you afraid? Do you feel hopeless? Sort of lost in life? My friend, hear the call of Jesus right now and respond to him. Let his call have an effect on your life. I'm here, and I'm ready to talk with you more about this. Just drop me an email today, mark@markaswallow.com. That's M-A-R-K at M-A-R-K-A-S-W-A-L-L-O-W.com, and we'll correspond about Jesus. You do not have to stumble through life in the dark. Come into the light. Live in the light of Jesus. He'll turn on the lights of your inner life today. So the people receiving and reading Paul's letter are Romans who are the called of Jesus Christ. Paul is called and they are called. They are Christians. They are Christ followers. They are believers. And that is the very first thing that we learn about them. And the second thing Paul says about the people receiving this letter is that they are the beloved of God. In verse 7, he writes, "To all who are the beloved of God." And we'll come to that tomorrow. So please come back and join me at this same time tomorrow. As we close, I also want to remind you to be reading Romans for yourself. I believe that when you read it, you will clearly see all that I am describing to you. But if you do not read it for yourself, if you're just listening to the sound of my voice, then it may become difficult for you to follow along. So read the text, please, for yourself. And also read all of the other passages that I will quote from. For example, today I also read from Matthew chapter 22 and verse 14, as well as 1 Peter 2 and verse 9. That was Matthew 22:14 and 1 Peter 2:9. You will benefit greatly from reading this biblical text. As we proceed this week, please read at least Romans 1, verses 1 through 17. Reading all of chapter 1 would be even better, but I'm willing to negotiate it down to just the first 17 verses. Do not be intimidated by the Bible or shy, or if I can be honest with the case of some of you, do not be lazy. So I invite you to read Romans chapter 1, and then come back tomorrow as we continue to learn together who God is.